Right.
Sluddy Sport.
Ek moet reg kom
sien in Arnold op Groot FM 90.5.
Daar's 'n plek in my hart. Dit is net reg begin. Okay. Hardie het dis nie jou cue nie. Wag net. In die hart van 'n boer lê daar 'n rugbybal op die middellyn. Ek sê jy die woorde leer ook sê nie. Hoor jy die wat? Hoor jy die blou sien?
Ek wil net vir ons luisteraars groot verskoning vra. Dit was, as het ware, een baie groot feit. Nou dat ek hier kyk, selfs op die tafel voor my, is daar twee blauw bille en een blauw bil vlag. Dis
vier blauw bille. 1, 2,
3, 4. Ja.
Dames en here, dit vir 'n lekker show wees nou. Maar gister het baie eers gesê dit goed by jou.
Ja, uitstekend jy.
Lekker, het jy lekker week gehad?
Nee, ek voel nou seker met die res van die week was gaaf.
Maar die kindertjies vir jou sê vanoggend toe ons gechat het en dit was eintlik so lekker geweest met die reën wat so geval het. Eerste reën in Pretoria.
Ja.
En almal se gemoed is eintlik vanoggend al klaar baie lekker geweest. Ja. So was dit eintlik 'n aanvaarbare oggend om mee te begin.
Inderdaad, dit was net so. En nou, toe wen ons nou natuurlik die cricket ook daarby saam.
Hoe lekker was dit?
Pragtig, dit was wonderlik.
Was baie mooi geweest. Maar ons praat vinnig net gefinned daaroor. Interessante verwikkelinge onlangs nou gehad.
Die ongelooflike ding is, ons het nou van tevore die afgelope 2 of 3 weke gesê, hierdie wereldbeker lyk of het een van daai is wat aanhoudend een of ander of twee verrassings, 3, 4, 5 aan jou gooi, en Zimbabwe wat nou vroeger vandag vir Pakistan klop. Dit het mens glad nie sien kom nie.
Ja, nee, verseker.
Ons sal weer eens later bietjie daaroor gesels.
Maar nee, ons is opgewonde, want vanavond gesels ons lekker ragas. Nee.
Die blou bille is oral, net waar ek kyk, daar is alles oral, hulle is absoluut oral. So, maar kom ons begin eerstens met iemand wat eintlik nie partydig behoort te wees nie, en ek hoop nou dit gat so wees, maar ek twyfel. Lucy Bellona van Cancer, lekker om jou saam met ons te hê, Lucy, baie welkom.
Ek is blij om hier te wees, baie dankie.
Thank you.
En dan, hier is een interessante een, ek gaan hom vra, is jy familie van die ouders wat in New Jersey Zach's Burgers het?
Ja.
Toe ons jou opkyk, toe ons vir jou, ek en Ruben het gesê, ons wil vraag, kan jy chips kry saam met jou Zach's Burgers?
Is daar een sly optie ook, is een sly jy wil vat.
Zach Burger, baie lekker om jou saam met ons te skrimskakel, daar van Paul Gim en deesdaan speel hy volgens Ruben vir die beste span, ek het nou nie dit gesê nie, ek raal maar net wat hy sê, en dan natuurlijk die bemarkingsguru van die bille, Chanel Mangaroo, dit is so lekker om jou saam met ons te, good to have you with us sir.
Hello boys, thanks for having us on again.
Ek
sê altyd, hy is die baas by die bille. Sien net, hy is die baas, daai is die baas waar sy by die bille. Ek weet, wie ek kan allemaal gaan luister, maar dit is die baas.
En by die huis is sy vrou baas.
Ja, seker, dit is die eerste verskil daar.
Sorry, is baas a synonym for skinny?
Chanel, firstly, it's so good to see you, man. How are you doing?
Listen, I must say, I miss you guys, I miss this place, so I'm quite happy to be back here.
Hey, nice to have you.
I had the privilege of joining you guys the other evening here with a new sponsor there at the Bulls, and again, it's always so lekker to, even if it's not a game on, it's the best place to be as Loftus Freshville.
Guys, it's home.
Hey?
Look, like I say, for me personally, one of the nicest times to be at Loftus, when it's quiet, it's dark, after a game, you just get out there, it's nostalgic, it's such a lekker feeling.
Eh? It is, eh? Loftus absolutely.
I must say that we've spoken about it before, but it's worth repeating. From the moment that Jake got there, there is a different feeling. How have you experienced it from your point of view and as a marketer who has to work very closely with the team?
Guys, you know what? It's interesting. I love Jake. If he's listening, maybe he can give me a raise. But
I don't think so.
Look, the interesting thing, I've been in this for about 19 years, and I've worked with some amazing coaches, guys that have really impacted my life personally. What I love about Jake, what you see is what you get.
Absolutely.
Promise you, there's no window dressing with Jake. And I mean, Zach, you'll testify to that as well.
Yeah.
The other cool thing about Jake is Jake will make you feel like you can take on the world. Mm. Promise you, if Jake looks you in the eyes and tells you we got this.
Het jy om jezelf te ondervind as 'n speler?
Ja, verseker. Ek dink, coach Jake is 'n wenner en ek dink oral waar hy al afgerig het, jy kan sien, hy maak 'n verskil daar, en hy is daar om bekers te wen en te wen. Briljante africhter, en is lekker om so met hom te werk.
Kom ons vat gauw vinnig deur, ek wil gauw net hierby vinnig inval, kom ons sê nou, wat ek meen, van die kantlijn af, en wat ons sien, ons is nie in die kleedkamers, so, is my interessant om uit te vind, bijvoorbeeld, as het nou een moeilike eerste helfte was, wat bring Jake na die kleedkamer toe, net vir interessantheid, want betek hier, kom maar net een ander spande uit, en dan denk jy vir self, hier is moeilikheid.
Ek kan nou net vir ons luisteraar sê, Zak sit in, met een groot vet glimlach, dan weet ek nie, of dit een goeie ding is, of een slechte ding is nie.
Nee, Ek dink dit hang maar af ook dalk ten wees speel wat die wedstryd situasie is. Maar hy het al 'n paar keer bietjie harde woorde met ons gehad, maar soms het mens dit nodig om weer bietjie daai energie te vind vir die tweede helfte.
Mm. Ek is geïnteresseerd om te hoor jy praat van harde woorde. Ek verstaan presies wat dit is. Maar wat beteken, want daar is sekere maniere wat mens sekere spelers moet hanteer en sekere maniere wat jy ander spelers op 'n ander manier moet hanteer. Dis nie altyd die maklikste ding om daai ding reg te kry sodat almal dieselfde voel as jy weer die volgende keer uitdraf nie.
Ja. Nee, dis maar 'n fyn balans wat jy moet reg kry en ek dink dit is dalk hoekom Coach Jake van die beste coaches al buite is. Hy kry daai fyn balans reg en ek dink jy as rugby speler dat jy maar dit ook ernstig opneem, jy weet, goed word soms gesê en ja,
kan dit nie te persoonlik doen nie.
Presies.
Ja. Dit laat my dink vinnig, Ruben. Ek was geseend om vir jare saam met Gary Bailey te werk, die Manchester United doelwagter. En hulle het hom Lucy het haar hand in die lig. En hulle het vir Sir Alex Ferguson die hairdryer genoem, want halftyd het hy hier sy neus teen jou neus kom sit en so hard op jou geskree dat as jy uithardloop is jou hare nog terug en is klaar droog, want hy het so op jou geskree.
But you psyched up.
Ja.
Nee, en dis eintlik maar op die einde van die dag, dis verskillende maniere, verskillende coaches doen verskillende maniere en hulle weet wat werk en wat werk nie. Vat ons 'n bietjie terug, Zach. Waar jy het nou in die Kaap by die Parel Gym gespeel, maar waar het jy in die Kaap groot geword?
Ja, so Ek is gebore in Durbanville en toe so 5 jaar in Mamasbury gebly en toe trek ons Parel toe en toe van kleins af in Parel Gym en toe my hele skoolloopbaan
So waar die liefde vir rugby vandaan kom, was dit in die familie?
Ja, my pa, my almal het maar rugby gespeel. Hulle sê hy het nie regtig getackle nie, so sy broekies was altyd wit. So dis maar wat ek gehoor het, die stories. Maar ja, maar van kleins af net groot geword met rugby. Ek dink in Suid-Afrika word jy maar groot met dit in die huis.
Ja.
En ja, ek het nog altyd net geniet.
Ja, yes, in Parel Gym nee. Ek meen wat beter plek om jou rugby loopbaan van daar af te begin
nie. Ja. Nee, ek was baie bevoorreg om daar skool te gaan. Ongelooflike afrigters ook mee gewerk. En hulle het verseker 'n groot aandeel gehad in waar ek is vandag.
Lucy, the game on Sunday afternoon at Loftus is for cancer. It's called the pink game because these boys will run out in pink as well. Talk to us about where this comes from and how you got to the point where Sunday is the big day for cancer in South Africa at Loftus.
Well, the Cancer Association of South Africa has got a long history with the Blue Bulls. I think we started 2012.
Yep.
So this will be our third time. And I think the real winners of the day are the beneficiaries, the people that we support. Because of the help through the Blue Bulls, you know, we get this wonderful financial assistance, but also this exposure. We actually reaching people and teaching them about cancer and awareness and information. So every time we do it, you're going to come across somebody. I mean, Zach might learn something new, you know, about testicular cancer because he's at that age, you know. So you always come across somebody who's going to ask you a question about it, and there's an opportunity for us to educate them. So for us, we've been amazing. We've had this long path together. So it's our third time. They've been incredibly supportive. And it's amazing how many people look forward to it. You know, we get these emails. There's this big excitement. There's this vibe. You know, we're going to go pink. The billow are going to go pink. So for us, it's really exciting. And huge thank you to the Blue Bulls. And, of course, the media. You know, you guys help to spread those key health messages for us.
And I must tell you, I dig the new jerseys, by the way. It's next level. The pink, I like it quite. But why did you guys, in the beginning, decide to take hands and do all of this, especially for cancer?
So it's an interesting one. And Lucy chatted about us going back a long way. It was 2012.
Yes.
And obviously, guys, at Puma come up with this amazing kit. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Puma bring it every year.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they put this, as they call it, fuchsia pink here on the table in 2012.
Fuchsia, hey?
Fuchsia, that's what
fuchsia.
They called it.
Wow.
But different from orange there.
why bring that up now? Why even mention that?
but that's kind of where it started. The journey started. We see this pink kit and sit around the table when Barrent was still there, CEO. We have a little brainstorm session and the idea of let's partner with cancer and breast cancer. And pick up the phone, we start chatting to Lucy. And what's that, like 10 years later?
We're still here.
Amazing.
Absolutely, it's incredible.
I am interested to know, for those folks who are listening to us on Groot and who don't really understand what cancer does, give us a little insight into what happens with cancer and what you do and your association.
So we've been around for actually 91 years. Yeah. We're one of the oldest non-profit organizations.
Sure.
So ons het begin in 19, wat is het, 32?
Yeah.
So, and what we do is we're there to provide care and support programs for those who are affected by cancer. So, as you can imagine, if somebody's diagnosed with cancer, it can have quite an impact on you as a person, but also on the people around you, the family. So, we have to help them through the journey. So, we've got what we call 8 cancer care homes throughout the country. And while you're getting radiation treatment, you stay there. We transport you. We provide you meals, nutrition. We do a lot of emotional counseling. We also help with people. You know, you've obviously got medical aid and you've been diagnosed. So we've got all sorts of programs online to help you through the process. Mm. We also do screening. I think a big part of what we do is how to tell people how to lower the cancer risk. So
early detection is obviously one of the first things that you want, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in South Africa, what's happening is that people are definitely being diagnosed too late. It's about not having enough education or not having access. So for us, it's about we've got to get people on board, working together, fighting together and say, let's get screened. So the message is education, education. Yeah. We promote regular screening. So a lot. So the first time when we worked with the Blue Bulls, Vodacom Blue Bulls, what they helped us with is that we were able to get a cancer mobile health clinic. Mm-hmm. And this is what the great news is. We go out there and we go to rural areas and then we provide screening. And because of that help and that support, because a mobile health clinic is quite expensive to run. You know, it's the driver, it's the equipment, you've got to have a nurse. So that's just part of what we do.
Incredible.
And we also do a little bit of research. You know, we're the only cancer nonprofit that does research on how to lower the cancer risk. But a lot of what we focus on is education, doing screening. We have a whole men's program as well, so we don't leave the guys out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about educating the men. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a whole children's program as well. So I think it was a natural fit because they're such a South African institution, and it's about seeing the opportunity to get involved in a cause that reaches so many.
And I think the other thing as well is, I mean, it can happen to anyone at any time.
Yeah.
And then the first thing is, what now? I think that's the first question that comes up, like, what now? Because what do I do? What don't I do? What do I have to? And one doesn't always know how to handle that. And that's where you guys come in as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think that must be quite scary. I mean, I've had personal experience in my family with my mom and my aunt. And then actually my husband got diagnosed with prostate cancer. And that was like, gee, I go on radio, I talk about health messages. Now it's happening to us.
Sure.
And it was like, okay, let's go to the fact sheets. Let's look up the information. And you're suddenly living it. And I think a lot of people need to know they're not alone. So first of all, early detection is key, means successful treatment. And doesn't necessarily, because you've been diagnosed, does not mean a death sentence.
Mm.
We're there to help you through the process, give you information, and you're not alone. We do. You know, we've also offer free cancer telecounseling. So you can phone up, make an appointment. We do it in 7 languages. And often, I think that it's the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
I want to go, but I don't want to find out what's going to happen to me. Where do I go? What? And, you know, the whole process to navigate through that, what to expect. You know, basic things like what will happen while you go through treatment. Dietary tips. So the whole idea is that, you know, we're there to help them through it. And that's why we're so grateful to partners that help us, because without the income and support, we cannot keep providing that care and support.
Lastly, about this particular facet of our conversation, Lucy, I'm quite interested to hear what the percentages are of cancer sufferers in South Africa. Is it overwhelming? How scary is it at the moment?
Over 100,000 people, or you could say 1 in 4 of us. And that's actually been underreported. So what we work on is what we call the National Cancer Registry Statistics. So it's pathology-based. Mm. However, so in terms of breast cancer, it is the leading breast cancer in the world and in South Africa. So South Africa, breast and cervical amongst women. And then for men, prostate. And then lung as well for men. And then, of course, colorectal, top 5 amongst men and women. Mm. So it's all about diet, healthy lifestyles. And then, but there's a lot of underreporting. So we might say, yes, it's maybe 1 in 27 women are affected with breast cancer, but we know there's a lot of underreporting. Women that are not coming forward, that we don't know about, or that are not presenting or coming. You know, so
rural areas, for instance.
Rural areas, definitely. And of course, you know, with COVID, what's happened is a lot of people delayed their screening. They didn't go. They were too scared. So a lot of cancer screening has been delayed. There's a lot of catch-up. So I think we're going to see those numbers double, which means we have a huge role to play.
Absolutely.
Educate people, stay healthy, stay strong. But then when you are diagnosed, you're not alone. We're here for you.
And that's where drives like these come in very handy, right?
Absolutely. Because we can, you know, with the money now, we are going to be educating more screening, more education, which means, and when they are diagnosed, they're not alone. So.
Absolutely. Incredible.
So one of the big things, of course, is that people are scared to come forward, and then they wait too long, and then there really is trouble. And that's what this, your visibility here is another thing. Zank, ek wil gou teruggaan na die lekkerder dinge in die rugby. Tot dusver, die bulle wat oor see gegaan het in verlede week natuurlik, ek moet julle sê, so mooi. Ruben stuur vir my 'n boodskap toe julle gewen het, toe sê hy, ons het daai wen nodig gehad.
Ja, nou we really, ons het, en wat a great wen. Ek meen, ons het daai game deur gekyk, en ek gaan my eerlijk wees, ek meen, met die Rainbow Cup se finaal, voor die tyd het gynnyk, vet, ek weet nou nie, lekker nie, gaan daar so kundig in die koppe wees, is weer eens, ek dink, die effect van Jake op die span, maar wat a mooi wen daar.
Ja, nee, dit was, dink die eerste 2 weke, talk nie, ons volle potentiaal bereik nie, bietjie gesukkel, maar ja, verseker, baie goeie wen daai laaste wedstrijd, en baie happy om terug te kom huis toe met 5 punte.
Ja.
Maak het 'n verskil om huis toe te kom, om by Loftus te speel, en hoekom, wat is die verskil?
Nee, verseker, altitude. ek dink is baie eenvoudig.
Ja.
Ek dink net, soos in hierdie week, toe ons nou weer by hier begin oefen het, ons moest nou 3 weke oor see, en ek kon eerlik wel voel my keel het bietjie geproe in die oefeninge.
Longe so bietjie.
Ja, so, ek meen, dit, nou weet jy hoe daar ander spanne voel as hulle hierna toe kom. En as jy uitstap by Loftus in die tonnelkie, dan staan daar groot altitude en 1,350.
Surely the Bulls would never think of doing something like that. Is that true, Shunil?
I'll be honest, I had nothing to do with that. But guys, it's so interesting because we actually laughed about it. And the thing was that the last thing an opposing player sees when he runs out that tunnel is a sign in his face. Literally, it's the last steps out the tunnel. And it says altitude 1,350 meters. It matters.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That is fantastic. I've not seen that yet.
Yeah. How is that?
Yes, dit is briljant.
Die probleem is ongelukkig in die Vrystaat, sal dit geen verskil maak nie, want my pelle in die Vrystaat sal nie weet om my altitude in Engels te skryf. So hulle sal dit in Afrikaans kry.
Hoek te boe see school. I would love it. Maar kom ons kom nou by die, ek meen, is een groot game, wat sonnig op pad is vir julle. En ek dink van die, ek meen, ek het nou gekyk na die persconferentie met Marcel en so, maar ek dink, van die grootste dinge wat die Sharks altyd bank, kyk, hulle is taktiese skopwerk, is een van die goeders wat hulle regtig baie goed reg kry ook, en ek dink van die losgemale, jy weet, daai, dis waar hulle, waar het crucial gaan wees die naweek, het ek het reg, vat ek het raak?
Nee, verseker, en ek dink die Sharks moet hulle nuwe beleggers en goed, hulle het goeie spelers gekoop, hulle het bietjie, hulle het a great squad gebou, so, ek dink hulle gaan dalk 'n paar spelers uit hê met die bokke, maar nog steeds verseker 'n briljante span en het gaan 'n lekker wedstrijd wees, sien uit vir Sondag.
Die groot vraag heel duidelik is, hoeveel van die effek het dit as jy mense soos een Sia Kolisi en Eben Etzebeth uitneem en 'n paar van die agterspelers wat bokke is, dit moet 'n verskil maak in hoe jy dink oor die spel in jou eie deel van die veld wat jy moet beheer?
Ja, nee, verseker. Dit is, ek meen, daai is briljante spelers wat vir hulle uit is, maar so het ons ook a paar spelers uit.
Maar jy het minder, nie waar?
So. Ja, verseker, maar ons nou a paar beserings ook opgedoen. Maar dit is die ding van a goeie squad, en wat bijvoorbeeld a Lenster baie goed maak, dit maak nie saak wie in hy posisie speel nie, hy moet upstep to the plate, hy moet step up to the plate, en hy moet kan doen wat die ou gedoen het voor hom, so, ek dink nog steeds, die Sharks gaan een baie, baie sterk span bring, en het gaan tight wees.
Nou, het gaan lekker wees. So, who's the new captain? No, I'm just kidding, Shanae. Speaking of joke.
I was about to mention it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Zonk mentions a very interesting thing. It's about the depth in the squad. And again, I think most South African teams, well, it seems like all four of them, perhaps that's the one area where the Lions are, don't have quite the depth, but the rest of the teams have incredible depth, including the Bulls, of course.
Yeah, 100% agreed. Look, we've been blessed. I mean, if you take position for position, we've got guys that can step in. Zach makes such a lack of point about you have to believe that you can take a jersey and make it your own.
Yeah.
I mean, in your position, I mean, we've got 3-4 scrum halves that on any day of the week, we'd be happy to start any one of them.
Yeah.
But they push each other. They make each other better. And that's what's so amazing about the Bulls setup at the moment.
Yeah.
And again, guys, you take it position for position. We've got guys that can step in.
Mm. It's what the boxers would call pound for pound.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Zakie, een van die interessante dinge, en hier is 'n moeilike vraag om te antwoord, maar probeer.
Ja.
Sunil het nou gesê, daar is 3-4 van julle wat mekaar druk. So julle is as het ware spanmaats, maar op 'n ander vlak is julle vijande. Want julle moet mekaar so hard druk as wat julle kan, want jy wil beter wees as die ou langs jou. Terselfde tyd moet julle saam oefen en saamwerk.
Ja.
Dis 'n moeilike ding om reg te kry. Weer eens daai balans, nie waar?
Ja, nee, verseker. Maar ek dink, snaaks genoeg, is dit altyd my beste pelle in 'n manier. Jy wil hy try, jy wil dalk begin, jy wil speel, maar op die ouend van die dag speel ons allemaal vir dieselfde span en so voorbeeld Ambrose begin of wie ook al begin, Ek gaan hom help as ek halftyd sien maar inkom en ek sien iets wat hy dalk nie sien in die meen jy wil hê jou span moet goed doen. So ons druk mekaar lekker en ja, dis goeie gesonde kompetisie.
So die eerste oorweging is span eerste, individu tweede.
Verseker. Dit is rugby is 'n spansport en dit is ek dink dis hoekom ons dit ook so baie geniet.
Oh nee, en ek moet vir jou sê ook as ek so vinnig gekyk het na die laaste as ek my statistiek reg het hier, so die laaste 5 wedstryde wat ons sit in die Celtic Sharks gespeel het, het ons die laaste 3 wedstryde gewen. So history, hopefully we're going to keep on that upwards curves, Chanel. Let's hope for that.
100% boys. I mean, we've got everything in our favor. Hopefully we keep it there.
Yeah.
Funny enough, we were talking about the last time we faced them at Loftus.
Yeah.
Things look pretty good then, so hopefully we can redo that.
You wanted to add something to what Frank said back there.
Yeah, it's actually so interesting. I think also the modern player understands that it's not about himself, and it's a team game, right? So something that's pretty cool, when we sit around a table and chat at management level, you actually don't refer to the bench as subs anymore. That's your impact player. That's a guy who can win a game for you.
Mm.
You know, they may sit down and say, okay, Emmy's going to start, and Emmy's going to do this and that in a certain way.
Mm.
What Emmy does is he can tie out that whole sort of line.
Yeah.
So when Zach gets his 20, Zach's your game winner. Zach comes on, opens it up 2-3 tries. And that's how the modern game's seen. You know, it's not let's play each other out the team anymore.
Yeah.
That's what the bomb squad did so well.
That's 100% what the guy said.
Ja, dis presies. Dit maak so 'n groot verskil. Let's talk about another bomb squad. What can folks expect from Cancer when they get to Loftus on Sunday afternoon?
Ons gaan julle net pink maak.
Ja, nou braai.
Ja, nee, ek kan 'n bietjie van die taal gooi. Dit is nie so goed soos my Engels nie. Dit is 'n bietjie wispeltier.
Oeh,
wispeltier.
Where was that?
Sure. Lucy, jy laat my dink aan Dale Hayes, wat altyd sê, hy word 87 as hy Afrikaans maak.
So we're going to make you all pink. So we've got great, we're going to be spraying pink, because you know, we're known for the Cancer Shavers on, and that's how you show solidarity for somebody who's going through it. We've got wonderful merchandise to sell. We're going to be doing some fun things on the stage, but I don't know if we're allowed to mention that's going to be all revealed on Sunday. Yep. We've got cancer survivors that are joining us. We want to spoil them, and we've got a huge shout out to actually our volunteers. We've got incredible amount of volunteers who are so excited. They're willing to come work. They put their hand up, they step up, they're great. And a lot of them are survivors themselves, cancer survivors. So we've got that, and they've got music. So everything starts, I think, at 10 o'clock, 9, 10 already?
10.
10, and then the game is at 3, so we're there all day. Come and say hi. We've got selfie boards. You can come take nice, really cool pics of yourself and come share it on social media.
Yeah. Chanel, can you elaborate? I mean, I know, the Bulls always puts up a great performance, né, Arnie, on field, and then also off the field is even better.
So, yeah, we're going all out, eh? I must show you guys, that's the pride of my job, I promise setting that stuff up. So, D field is going to be insane. We've converted that beer garden into a full-on Sunday market.
Oh, wow. Nice.
We've got about 70 vendor stalls selling all sorts of different stuff. Mm. I actually lost track of it today somewhere. We've literally got two stages. We've got a stage for artists, some lacquer artists on there. Next to that, we've got our six-gun grill stage, where some of the cancer survivors will be on there.
Awesome.
Cooking and braai competitions.
Oh, nice.
You all build a perk.
But wow. It's a proper vibe from 10 o'clock in the morning. Unfortunately, we're going to kick people out at about 2:30 to get into the stadium. And obviously, once you get into the stadium, then Zach takes over. And it's game time, eh?
Yes.
Some of the artists, can you tell us who will be performing?
So, here's the sad part, right? We've got such a big base of artists as friends, right? And I mean, who knows, right? Mm. We actually had to turn guys away because it's a Sunday vibe and we're limited for time with the 3 o'clock kick. Mm. So what we've got, we're starting off with Tracy Brainers, local talent. She is absolutely amazing, stunning, beautiful vocalist. Mm. She just speaks to that whole Sunday market and especially that cancer audience for us.
Nice.
Then we're pulling in with Christian Bartman and our Chommy Mac. Mm. So they'll do it quite nicely.
Yeah.
You know, Chris will get there with his husky voice and have the ladies just going all crazy, I think.
Yeah.
And after that, we've got Pedro Barbosa.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, brilliant.
What an artist.
And
what a man.
That oak just can, he can melt anybody.
Exactly.
He's brilliant.
Ruben would be on standby if you needed him to mix one or two tunes as well.
Guys, the challenge with having Ruben there, my wife disagrees, because every time Ruben plays at Loftus, I get home a bit later.
I wonder why
that
is.
You're not supposed to say that now, Sunil. This is all for off here. Off script, Sunil.
What happens at Loftus?
Yeah, goes on to us, stays on.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Zanke, ek wil ook graag weet, tot dusver vir jou vanjaar in die Verenigde Rugby Kampioenskap. Is dit asof die standaard hoër as verlede seisoen? Sure. Want dit lyk so op die veld, van een leekse oogpunt af.
Ja, definitief. Ek dink, ons het baie goeie seisoen later gehad, maar spanne raak beter, hulle begin sekere goed uit te vind van jou.
Hulle doen hulle huiswerk.
Verseker. Ja. En ons het dalk laas jaar, as een Suid-Afrikaanse spanne, die oorseese spanne het nie soveel van die spelers dalk geken nie, maar ek dink nou, na die eerste seisoen, jy weet, hulle weet nou ten wie hulle kom, wat sekere spelers kan doen. Die competitie is verseker baie sterker.
Een van die dinge natuurlijk is, dan moet mens as een speler leer om te varieer wat jy doen, nie waar nie?
Precies. En dit is die lekkering van rugby.
Ja, verseker. Let's just talk about rugby in general at the moment from a marketing point of view. Is the game, and I'm going to put it very basically, the ticket sales, is going in the right direction for teams right around the country at the moment?
I think so. It's quite interesting, and you guys know I'm a bit of a nerd, so I research quite a bit. And pre-COVID, you know, rugby was in trouble with ticket sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
People were just not coming to the stadium. Mm. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say there were big games when we had 3,000-4,000 people at Loftus. Mm. You know,
I remember them actually.
I mean, yes, you'd have tears in your eyes looking at that stadium, mate.
Yeah. Mm.
COVID hits, you've got nothing, and then you're done with COVID. The Bulls have an absolute facelift. We turn the whole ship around.
Mm.
Things are looking all good again, and people are hungry to come back.
Yeah.
So ticket sales going in the right direction.
And, I mean, I just want to add to that. I mean, also by Bok game, because I know the Bulls game, but it's a Bok game. And it was a packed, and there's just something with a packed stadium. Like, especially Loftus Versfeld. Like, I think that was probably the best national anthem that we've ever had as well. It's just something different.
Ek doen daarom nou al hierdie 40 jaar.
Yeah.
The swines next door at Kijknet caught me crying my heart out on video during that, and I'm not just talking about tears, I'm talking about one of those, because it was so unbelievable. Loftus was unbelievable that day, honestly it was.
Yeah, I'm making a confession if it stays here.
Nobody's.
This is radio, Sunil.
It's radio. I stood on the roof at Loftus.
You too.
Because I work off the roof in Loftus on test match day, right? And I stood there on my own, just chugging like a little baby. Right. I promise you, singing the anthem.
Oh, no, there was. Eyes off, eh? I have been. I've been privileged to be at a lot of places where the national anthem has been sung. Never like that. Mm. Never ever. And the beauty of it was, you know what it's like, especially in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
It only starts when the Afrikaans starts. That one, it was from the Nkosi Sekelele right at the beginning. Boys, kom ons gooi. Vandaag gaat ons sing.
And I've only ever seen Arnie cry twice. It was that day, and every single time we play the song that plays at Comrades. I'm not going to do it to you now.
Oh, yeah, no,
I'm
no,
not
going to
do it to you now.
No, please
don't.
Chariots of Fire. Then, although I also cry when the Cheetahs lose against the Bulls, which doesn't happen often, I must say.
That's your choice. That's your choice.
Sport is unified.
Exactly. What, it is.
What's the Cheetahs again?
Yeah, no, it's something.
I'll show you pictures of them. I am interested to hear you talk about, we spoke about early detection. Lucy, will there be opportunity for people to be taught about early detection, especially when it comes to breast cancer and obviously also testicular?
Our team is there. We're going to be doing a lot of questions. We will have our mobile clinic, but we're not doing screening. It's not the right format or place. But we're always there. And, you know, we're on the website. We've also got a toll-free line for people who can't access the website. So, yes, absolutely. Come and talk to us. You know, come. And a whole lot of information is on our website and also on our social media. Mm. We share so much information, which is exactly what people need to know. Come and find out more and learn as much as you can about early detection, which is important. It's key.
Educate.
I am also interested to ask you, and we're backtracking a little bit, why is it that you think someone knows something's not right? You know, something's not lacquer with my body, and then I wait. Is it because you're so scared that it could be negative news? Is that part of it?
I think it's fear of the unknown. Mm. And you know, one of the ways you can know about your body, you know your body. You know what changes there are. You know something's not right. So often with breast cancer, we've got a wonderful video, an animated video on our website, how to do a self-breast exam video. We teach women. And funny enough, I was reading some of the signs and symptoms before I came here, and they were saying a lot of time it's picked up in the left breast, but nobody can tell us why. But it's often so true, because I often sit and I wonder and I go, okay, that's something not right. And with a guy as well, you know when something's not lacquer. You know if there's something on your body. Mm. But your fear is, okay, is it going to be bad news? I don't make time. You know, it's like having a car. If you own a car, you need to keep it maintained. You need to make sure it goes for service. You need to make sure you've got good tires. You're eating well. So it's about leading a balanced lifestyle. So you should be doing the same with your body. Mm. It's the most, you're born with it, so it's the most important thing you have, and that's how you lower the risk. Because once you know that early detection, you've got a much better chance of success.
Absolutely.
Shanil, lastly, just before we let you guys off the hook and to go and get some rest before the big weekend, where can people get tickets for the games? Is there still tickets available?
Yep, definitely still tickets available. Bulls.ticketpro.co.za.
Okay, bulls.ticketpro.co.za. And just before we let you go, Shanil, I think there's one last thing. Zach?
Yeah, baie dankie dat julle ons die tyd gegee het om hierna te kom, maar spesiaal vir Annie het hy gebring, aangesien hy Cheetah fan is. Laat hy het lekker...
Dis daarom gelukkig... O, dis daar...
Sondag kan draag.
Okay. You know, the last time that I was involved and we did a live broadcast from the Bulls, okay, I must just tell you this, dis wat gebeur het. Toe kry hulle een redelike groot ou om vir my een Bulls hoed te gee. Sy naam is, Dwayne Vermeulen. En toe hy vir my die hoed gee, toe sê hy, sit hier aan. Nou ja, hoe sê jy vir Dwayne Vermeulen nie?
Right, so now, my, I think it's time. Shanil?
Antrek.
Asseblief.
Antrek.
It's time.
Ja, asseblief.
Dames en heren.
Okay. Asseblief.
Ek is bezig om een video van hierdie affaire te neem. Ek sien nog uit nou. This is going to be one of the best moments that I am experiencing on air.
Hierdie is teen my geloof, maar nou ja, hy gaat ons.
Pink is in.
Ladies and gentlemen, aan die keers. En as jy dit gaan, later gaan loer.
Beautiful.
Sê, look at that.
Here we
go. Annie?
Ai, dit voel nie reg nie. Nee, my pa gaat my onteien.
Hey, wat is
nie eers my ouma te noem nie.
Annie, maar hoe voel is as een wenner, hè?
Ja, ek weet nou nie mooi nie. Ek moet gaan dink daar.
Alright, so bulls.ticketpro.co.za gaan kry daar kaartjies en gaan ons teen die Bulls en natuurlik die naweek teen die Sharks daarop Loftus Versfeld hulle gaan 'n lekker game wees en nou Annie gaan sy pink trek aantrek en hy gaan terdee die blou en
saam met my pink onderbroekie.
Praat jy nou. Lucy, always good excuse Annie, gaan my?
Nee, ek wou net sê sterkte. We wish you the best of luck. From a cancer point of view, we admire what you do. Ek dink dis 'n wonderlike ding en ek dink mens besef nie altyd hoe aan dit vir julle ook moet wees nie. So sterkte vir julle van 'n persoonlike oogpunt af.
Ach, baie dankie. Nee, ons sien uit na na Sondag. En dankie dat ons hier kom wees.
Ja, thank you. Still always good to have you in studio. You always bring a lot of excitement with you. All the best for the rest of the season as well.
Thank you, boys. Allow me one last thing.
Yes.
I just want to pay tribute to that girl across me.
Yeah.
You know, at Loftus, kids see our players as heroes and pin up posters and whatever, and heroes is such a big term, but that's a real hero, you know.
Absolutely.
That's a real hero.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure.
Awesome. Well done. Zak, laastens vir jou, ek wil nou nie by julle moet geheime weggee nie, maar wat verwag julle van die saaks Sondag? Is daar 'n teenvoeter of twee wat julle in die sakkie het?
Nee, hulle gaan verseker 'n fisiese kant bring. Ek dink hulle het 'n baie groot pak met baie exciting backs. 'N paar nuwe signings ook wat nou ingekom het, veral op 12-13. So nee, dit gaan 'n definitief 'n fisiese wedstryd wees en ja, dit gaan lekker wees. Gaan lekker wees en baie uit.
Baie dankie dat jy by ons kom kuier. Jy's in die tyd daar kom. Ons het nou nooit regtig baie oor jou gesels nie, maar volgende keer kom ons oor jou.
Nee man, dit is reg. Baie dankie.
Sterkte.
Alrite, so weer eens daai kaartjies bulls.ticketpros.co.za en daar is om Saterdag waar hy wedstryd is van 10:00 af die oggend. Baie vermaak vir jou tot en met die aanloop van die wedstryd. Jy so kry jouself daar by Loftus vers wat uit. Gaan dan lekker wees. Neil, thank you Zak, dankie. En Lucy, thank you so much for your time. Alrite. Sal dit nou gaan ons voort by net baie is.
Dankie.
Gladys Sport met trots geborg deur webuycars.co.za.
Aanvaarbaar, wat?
Nee, regtig.
Ah nee, ek
ek kan nie glo jy dit aan my gedoen hier. Dis mos nou nie mooi nie. Hæ?
Hey, maar weet jy wat? Ek moet vir jou sê.
Ja.
Ek het geweet. Want ek ken jou hart. Ek ken jou hart, ek weet dis jou hart. En ek het geweet dis die regte koers gaan wees.
Dan sal
jy 'n punt kry. Nie ek jou manipuleer vir verkeerde redes nie. Ek dink net ek weet jy sal so iets baie baie goed ondersteun ook. So nee, dankie vir dit Annie.
Groot plesier. Ek moet jou sê ek het vir jare en jare elke jaar die Save-a-thon vir Cancer Help doen.
Ja.
So dit is naby aan Martin en ek het 'n hele paar familielede in hulle tyd gehad wat kanker gehad het en ongelukkig my geliefde ouma Maggie is daaraan dood. So dis 'n ding wat en as jy dit nie ernstig opneem nie, dis iets wat wel ernstig opgeneem moet word. Daar's geen twyfel.
So Annie, lekker sport die naweek op pad.
Ja, wonderlike sport oor die naweek op pad. Natuurlik eerstens, ons moet net vinnig noem die ander wedstryd in die Verenigde Rugby Kampioenskap is die Emirate, sy die Leeus en DHL Stormers. Dis by Emirates Airline Park, dis Saterdag om 4:00 en dit kan 'n baie interessante een wees. Nog een van die groot derbies van die Suid-Afrikaanse derby naweek en ek dink dit kan eintlik 'n riller wees. Ek wonder of die Stormers die hoogtebose speel sal kan hanteer, want onthou, hulle was ook nou weg vir 'n rukkie en daar was drama geweest met die wedstryd wat hulle nie verlede week gespeel het, as ook die Leeus, so dit kan baie interessant wees.
Net gevindig, voorstel gaan, het ons al weer nuus gehad van wat daar gebeur het?
Nee, nog niks verder nie, maar blijklik kom daar môre 'n aankondiging,
okay.
Wat ek dink so effens meer lig op die situasie sal werk.
Gevindig hof toe.
By die Portugese meesters, en jy sal hiervan hou, dis by Dom Pedro Victoria golfbaan in Vilamoura in Portugal,
ja.
Daar loop Jordan Smith op die oomblik voor, hulle is, dink hulle is nou net klaar gespeel en Smith het hy is op 900 syfer, dan die Hollander, die Kaaskop Joost Luiten, hy is 800 tesame met Jeff Winter en dan Joachim Lagergren en Gavin Green van Taiwan, as ek hom nie mis het nie. En dan ons moet die hele enkie afgaan op die tellbord om die eerste Suid-Afrikaner te kry en ons is al reeds hier by daasy, Wilco Nienaber op 300 syfer en glo dit of nie, die tellings is op die eerste dag so goed dat Wilco van Bloemfontein, hy is in die 43ste plek. So dis interessant om te sien.
En dan natuurlik vinnig voor ons gaan cricket.
Ai man, groot dag vandag vir ons bure. Zimbabwe, hulle het vroeër vandag 'n verstommende eenlopie oorwinning oor Pakistan behaal om die Asiatiese reëse in gevaar te stel van 'n vroeë uitrede en totsiens te waai uit die T20 Wêreldbeker. Zimbabwe het 130 vir 8 gemaak nadat hulle gekies het om eerste te kof, maar hulle bowlers het Pakistan tot 129 vir 8 versmoor vir 'n onvergeetlike oorwinning in die Super 12 wedstryd in Perth.
Dis dit?
Nee, net vinnig.
O.
Net vinnig. Hierdie is nogal interessant.
Ja, ja.
So 7 jaar gelede het uit die De Villiers wêreldkriket betower met een van die skouspel agterste golfpogings wat nog ooit in die wêreldbeker toernooi van 50 beurte gesien is, 'n asemlose oorwinning van 'n onoorwonne eerder 162 van net 66 balle teen die Wes-Indiese eilande by die SCG in Sydney. Riley Rousseau het natuurlik vandag vroeër 'n spesiale Protea beurt by die pronktoernooi op dieselfde terrein gespeel en ons het wonderlik gewen teen Bangladesh. En heel gepas was Riley direk betrokke by Mr. 360 se ongelooflike beurt, want Riley het daai dag 39.61 gemaak. En op 'n vraag of daardie herinnering teruggespoel het toe hy teen Bangladesh gespeel het, het hy gesê, ek sal dit nie vergeet nie. Iemand het my eintlik vroeër 'n soortgelyke vraag gevra en ek het net gesê soos ek dink ek steeds neem ek vandag nog kriket 'n krediet vir AB se wonderlike beurt want ek het hom in so groot verstandspasie gekry. Ek klop myself nou nog by rug. Niemand weet dit nie. Hou dit asseblief so. Het hy met 'n glimlag gesê. Hoe mooi is dit? Ek is mal daaroor as ouens daai ding kan gaan uithaal en so op 'n baie miskeie manier te sê dit was net ongelooflik om dit te sien.
Vat so. Voor ons groet.
Ja, ons lag vir die dag. Ek verstaan, jy weet, onthou jy die sielkundige Karl Marx? Onthou jy vir hom?
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx, ja.
Ja, nee.
Hy was wêreldbekend, natuurlijk. Ja. Een van die vaders van die therapie. En, maar min mense weet dat sy sister verskriklik betrokke was by atletiek.
Atletiek.
Ja, en as jy nou nog steeds na enige wedloop toe gaan, enige wedloop, maak nou nie saak nie, 100 al die pandeer tot by die ultramarathon, dan verwys hulle nog steeds na haar. Weet jy dit geweet?
Nee, ek het nog ooit
gehoor. Net voor hulle wegspring, dan sê hulle, Anja Marx, dit was haar naam, Anja.
Sluddy Sport, met Ruben en Arnold, op Groot FM 90.5.